Okay, let's begin Yerushalmi Shkalim Dav Mem Tes 49, and we continue here in Perek Shlosh Asar Shofaros, relating to the different types of collections that they had, the 13 shofaros that they had in the Mikdash. As the Mishnah said on yesterday's Daf, six of them were labeled Nedava. We'll have to see what those were used for. The other ones had specific collections and the specific items that had to be bought, the Tiglan Chadotin and the new Shkalim, the old Shkalim that was were discussed at the beginning, towards the beginning of the Masechta. And then we have Kinim and Goz Leola, which we had a Machlokas, what that is, Eitzim, Lavona, Vachulu. So we're in the middle of the Mishnah, second to last line here on Mem Ches on the base. Ha'omer, Hare, Alai, Eitzim. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring wood to the base of Mikdash as a nedava. We know that also is a form of a karban. It even has, as we have mentioned, the Isra of Balmum. If somebody brings a wormy piece of wood, so then that could be a violation of bringing a karban to the base of Mikdash. The Rambam has the suffek about whether one will get malchus for that. But it says, if somebody promises to bring wood, how much wood does one have to bring? Lo yivchos mishnei gizrin. So he cannot bring less than two pieces of wood. He can bring more, but he has to bring at least two. This is part of a larger category of all nedarim have to be fulfilled. The Rambam is a whole perek. The Rambam in Hilchos Ba'aser Korbanos, Perek Tezayin, he discusses many different halachas based on Chazal. Hanoder gadol vehevi katan lo yatsa. If somebody promises to bring something big and bring something small, we don't say, oh, you brought what you were supposed to bring, so, you know, that's all you have to do. No, that's based on the Mishnayos at the end of Menachos Lo Yatsa. Got nadar got katan vehevi gadol yatsa. If you probably bring something small, you bring something big, you would be yotze. So ketzad amar harei alei ola ushlamim keves vehevi ayel oshenadar egel vehevi shor gedi vehevi sa'ir yatsa. Right, so these are smaller animals. If somebody brings a bigger animal, so then one would be yotze. Hare nadar ola min akfasim min ha'ele vehevi palgas, hare is a suffix. Palgas is the, not sure exactly what it is, like a pilegesh, some mafarshim explained. So that's just a detail. Hanoder stam mevi min agdolim shbemin shenadar. If you're noder stam, then you have to just make sure to cover yourself and bring the largest of the category in which you were noder, because that's the just to be safe, because you didn't specify what you were noder. Also, amakom again lekos bestam leechem and aminim mevi kachi amakom. If usually in the place where you are, they call a specific size one of the calling it stams, then that'll be good enough. Again, a lot of this, as we know, is nedarim goes by lashon b'nei adam. Whatever is acceptable, that is what is brought. The Rambam also adds a halacha, which he also relates at the end of Yisurei Mizbeach. Mishanadar shorer ayel o keves o egel. Lo yavi kachush biyoser sheba oso hamin bibnei shadama muatin. Veno chayav lo havi hayafe hashamin biyoser shein shem lamala mimenu. Eliyava beinoni. What you're obligated to bring is an average. You don't have to bring the best, the most expensive, or the cheapest. You want us to bring average. That's what you're mechuyev. We, at the end of Yisrael Mizbeach, he says, you should bring the best. You should bring the yafe biyoser. That's what he says, elsewhere in the last halacha, if you're a member of Yisrael Mizbeach, where it doesn't mention the halacha of hider mitzvah, because that's not mentioned, anywhere in the Rambam. It's interesting. The Rambam is mashmid the halach of hider mitzvah outside of Chanukah, but the Rambam does have at the end of Yisur Mizbeach the idea of bringing the best. Right? The Rambam says, Harotz lezakos atzmo, yakuf yitzro, hara, v'yarchiv yado, v'yavi karbano, mena yafe ha-meshubach b'yoseh sheboso amin sheyavi mimenu. You should bring the best. Harinemar batora vehevel hevi gabhumi bechoros sono umichel vehem vayisha Hashem al hevel veminchaso vehuadin lechol davar shehu l'shem hakel hatov. Everything that you bring for Hashem sheyimen anoe hatov, it should be from the best. Ubana beis tefila ye noe mibeis yeshiva. So if you build a shul, it should be nicer than your own house. Heachol raev yachil men hatov vahamatok shebishol chanav. You give food to the hungry, you should give from the sweetest of the best. Kol chel of Hashem. That's the Rambam. But in this perek that I was just quoting from, in Maaser Karbanos, the Berak Tes Zayin, that's where this halach is quoted, that what we just read now, in Tes Zayin Yud Gimel. Let's just get back to it. The Rambam says, in Tes Zayin Yud Gimel, about wood, Ha'ar Arei Alei Lavona, Lo Yifchos Bikobet, Arei Alei Eitzim, Lo Yifchos Bishtei Gizrin, Avyan, Kimechukos, Ve'erkan Amma, as we will see, which is the acceptable size to use for the Beis HaMikdash. So Yifchos Bishtei Gizrin. We continue. Lavona, Lo Yifchos Bikometz. Lavona, how much frankincense? It should not be less than a kometz. The kometz is the amount under the middle three fingers. As we know, the kemitza by a Karban Mincha, right? That's as much that is brought with a Karban Mincha. Karban Mincha is brought with oil and flour mixed together with kometz. Kometz is not mixed within it, though. Kometz is brought with it, but not mixed within it. So kometz is used by a mincha. Kometz is used, if you remember, by the Lechem Hapanim. We have the two little cups of Lavona on the Shulchan, and the Kohanim are not allowed to eat the Lechem Hapanim until the kometzes are burned. Right? That's like the kemitza of the Lechem Hapanim. So that's about, but we learn from here that you could also give kometz as a nedava, just to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Karbana Eda. On top, Vidavka Misnadev Stam. But what is kometz goes by if you are Misnadev Stam without specifying. Avalam Ratsa Lahavia Filu Kurcha Lavona. Maybe if you specify even a tiny amount, so then you specify it. That's all you bring. Right? There's no minimum for that. Maybe wood, there's a minimum, because wood has to be useful for the Mizbeach. It has to be a certain size. But Lavona could be any amount, could be burnt. Zahav Lo Yifchos Be Diner Zahav. If somebody wants to donate Zahav, right, the shofar that is labeled kephoros for the clay, the kalim of the base of Mikdash, zahav. So you have to give at least a dinar zahav. Shisha l'nedava, mahayu, l'nedava mahayu osama. What they use for those six that were for nedavas, as is listed in the Mishnah. Lokim ba olos, habasal sheva oris lakonim. Nedava is olas nedava, ones that want to bring a voluntary carpet to bring in ola. So all the meat and everything is burned on the mizbech except for the skins. The skins are given to the kohanim. Zemedrash darash Yehoyada kohen gadol. This is a drush that was made by Yehoyada, one of the kohanim gadolim, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Yehoyada, what are the darshin? Asham hu, asham, asham, Hashem. So different pshatim, what that means. Some darshim within the same pasuk, it seems to be a contradiction. Asham, usually a carbon asham, is mostly eaten by the kohanim. It's kachi kachim, and it's like a chatas, in that the meat is eaten by the kohanim. So it says ashamu, but then it says asham asham Hashem. Then it goes to the Hashem, which means it's burned on the mizbeach. It's like an ola. So how do you put those two together? Others say it's based on a different pasuk, two psukim. One says Hashem, and one says lekohanim. So Gemara says zaklal. Anything that comes, that started off with being a chatas or an asham, and now is left over. What if I put away a certain amount of money, and the chatas cost less money than that, so I have some leftover, moser chatas, we learned earlier, goes to an ola. Not chatas that you lost it, and then you found it, because that's chatas mesos, that has to die. It's one of the halakha moshe b'sinai's. The chatos besos that have to be left to die. But if you have moser chatos, like designated money that's left over, or asham is all of the five chatos mesos, the parallel ashams, those will be yirash yistayv, those will be left to be able to get a mum, and then they'll be sold and you bring carbon olas with it. So asham or chatos, yilakech bo olos, those you buy olos with that. Habasal Hashem, ba'oras lakohanim. Right, so, and the meat will be burned, and the skin will go to the Kohanim. Nimsu, shteksuvim, kayamim. So it comes out that both psukim are kept. Asham, Hashem, va'asham, lakohen. Some go to Hashem, some to the Kohen. Va'omer, kesav, asham, v'kesav, chatos, lo yuva, beis Hashem, lakohanim, yiyu. You see this, the kesav, the rashav, the chatos. It doesn't go for the ola, it goes to the Kohanim. So again, you have to put all these psukim together, and Yehoyada darshid, and made this drasha. Interesting that this is a drasha that was made by somebody in Tanakh. We usually look at drashas as later on made by Chazal, made by the Tanoim. This is made by Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol gets the credit here. So interesting, he gets the credit here. Yehoyada was one of the most consequential, I will call him, people in Tanakh who does not get enough credit. Why doesn't he get enough credit? Not much is written about him in Tanakh, but if you look at the story in Malachim Beis, in Perek Yud Aleph, that is where Atalia, the mother of Achaziyahu, what happened? Raza Kibes Bada, what is Atalia, one of the worst women in all of Tanakh? She wiped out, she killed out her whole family. She's from Malchus Beis Dabin, and she wanted to be the queen. So she wipes out her whole family. Vatakam v'ta'abed es kol zera ha-mamlacha. I'm reading from Perek Yud Aleph in Malachim Beis. She destroyed, right, the in Divrei Hayamim, it says the parallel, you know, much of Sefer Shmuel and Malachim, all about Malchus Beis David, has a parallel in Divrei Hayamim, and there are details that are quoted there that are not all quoted here. So she destroyed, she poisoned them. V'ta'abed es kol zera ha-mamlacha. She killed out her whole family. She thought she got everybody. But there was one little baby that she did not get. One little baby, Yoash. Vatikach Yehosheva Bas HaMelech Yoram Achos Achaziyahu as Yoash. So Yehosheva, who was the wife of Yehoyada, our Kohen Gadol here. So the two of them, they saved Malchus Beis David. Right? They got the little baby Yoash and kept him for 6 years. Until he got old enough. Ben Achaziyahu Tignov Oso Mitoch Bnei HaMelech. They stole him, so to speak. They kidnapped him in a good way. Mitoch Bnei HaMelech Hamumasim, from all of those who were killed. Oso Ve'es Meinikto, and his wet nurse, his nurse maid, Bachadar Hamitos. What is the Chadar Hamitos? Rashi says here, the attic above the Kodesh Kadashim. Ba'alias Beis Kachi HaKadashim. Kamoshu Amar Vahi Ata Beis Hashem Mischabe. Alav Amar David. That's who is referred to by David HaMelech when he sees it to the future. Ruach HaKodesh, the Pasuk in LaDavid, right? That you hid me, Besuko, in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Yakim Nanu Sukas David Hanofalas, referred to the Beis HaMikdash. So he was kept either in the attic or other Peshadim, in the Mamish, the Kodesh Kadashim, but he was kept there. He was kept there. Vayastiru Oso Mebnei Atalyo Velohumas. Vahi ita beis Hashem mischabe sheish shanim. For 6 years, until he was old enough, vayastiru oso bebnei Ataliyahu, sorry, Ataliyahu moleches al haaretz. And she was the queen for 6 years. But that was what they did. Ubashana shviyas, in the seventh year, shalach Yehoyada, vayikach es sarei hameos lakari v'laratze vayaveo samei love beis Hashem. Yehoyada gathers all the nobles, and nobody knew. Nobody knew the secret. Except the two of them, this couple. Vayichros lahem bris, vayashpa osam beis Hashem. He made them all swear, vayar osam es ben hamelach. Right? They thought that the Malchus Beis David was done. He showed them this six-year-old, this ben hamelach, right? That's the Rambam Malachim in, Shoftim. Vayar osam es ben hamelach. Vayitzavim leimar, zeh adav asher tasu. This is what we're gonna do. Hashlishis bikem. Bo'ei HaShabbos v'shomrei mishmeres beis HaMelech. We're going to have to plan out in order to make him public, make yours public, because, you know, Atalia is going to try to get him. V'ashlishis b'shar sur. He split them all up in different sha'arim. V'ushtei ha'yados b'chem kol yotzei HaShabbos v'shomrei mishmeres beis Hashem. V'kaftim al HaMelech saviv ish v'keilav. Right, he had this whole plan to separate them, and they're going to bring out the Melech, and they're going to put the crown on him. V'yotzei HaLav, v'itein HaLav as a nezer, v'eso edis, v'yamlichu oso. Vayim shachehu, and they anointed him. Vayaku kaf ayomru yechi hamelech. That's what they did. So what do you mean the Mashiach? What do you need the Mashiach for? So we had this recently, right? If there's ever a machlokes, even though it's ben achar ben, you have to be moshech. And the Rambam says this also. The Rambam here in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Rambam knew Tanakh. The Rambam knew everything. The Rambam here. Right, so Shmuel poured oil on Shaul and on David. What if there's a young child, the Rambam says, Mishamrin lo amalucha sheyagdil. You guard him and you save the malchus for him until he gets old enough. Kimo sha'asa Yehoyada liYoash, like the Rambam says, Yehoyada did to Yoash. Who's Yehoyada? Who's Yoash? That's the story that we just read. And he continues. But that whole story is mentioned in Tanakh. You don't need the Gemara to go through that story. But what's mentioned in the Mishnah is Rosh Chazal. right? His drasha, right? What's he remembered for in the Mishnah? He's remembered for the Torah that he spread, the drasha that, in this case, the meat goes to the Kohanim, and the meat goes to Hashem, and the hides go to the Kohanim. Okay, we continue. Tzidi, says the Gemara, Amma Rebbe Yehuda, getting back to the Machlokas we had in the Mishnah. So we had this Machlokas at the end of the Shir yesterday, where the Mishnah had a Machlokas. What is meant by the two containers, the two shofars, Kinin and Gozli Ola? Kinin and Gozli Ola. So Rebbe Yehuda says they're both for voluntary birds, right? There was no container, there was no shofar for Mechuyev birds, for women mostly who are obligated in a kan, like a zava or the like. There were no kinim for those. They were both for voluntary. So the kinim was for the mature doves, and the gozli ola were for the young pigeons. Kulan olos, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chacham say no, the Chacham argued. They said kinim was for those who are mechuyev, one chatas and one ola. And we said yesterday, Tosva says, yeah, they had a label, and gozli ola are for the olos, those for all the nedavos. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ar Gemara, Aloha, Yeshofer Shal Kinim, Yerushalayim, there was no shofar for the Kinim Chovos in Yerushalayim, meaning one chatas, one ola, why? Bebrei HaTarovis, we're nervous. We're nervous if women, again, put money into these shofaros, relying on the Kohanim to bring their money and bring their carbon for them. Why? Why can't you have a shofar for this? Shem et tamos achas behen. Maybe one of these women who put the money for the birds is going to die, and therefore in there you have chatas mesos money, because one of this money package is going to be, even if you live by the woman, you don't know, the women left, maybe they died, and therefore in here is a taroves. V'nimsu demei chatos mesos muravos behen, and therefore everything is going to be ruined. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have this. By nedavas, they're all olos. So you have nedavas, so the woman dies, so what? You can bring a nedava on behalf of somebody who died. But you can't bring a chatos on behalf of somebody who died. And therefore, that as Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't have this. I, v'hatani, ha'isha sha'amra. We have a brisa that says, a woman who says, harei alai kan. The tikkun chad that says, this doesn't really mean harei alai, like it usually means. It just means, the woman comes and says, I have to bring, what should I do? Right? I have to bring a chiv kan for my yoledes or for my ziva. And she says, what should we do? What should I do? I want to eat karbanas. So what does she do? Mevia deme kan. She brings the money. Vinosa naso bishofar. She puts it into the shofar. This is according to the chachamim. Now Rabbi Yehuda. Vochelas bekachim. And then she eats kachim after, once the kohen bring it. Veda choshesha shemir sasal kohen. She's not worried that the Kohanim were lazy and didn't bring her bird that's birds that day. Question marks. You see this price. So they see we're not worried. The Kohanim, she's not worried that the Kohanim didn't bring it yet. And the Kohanim aren't worried that maybe she died. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue here. Right? In our Mishnah, we have a machlokas. But should we say this price is only reflecting the sheet of the Chachamim? Sometimes we'll say that. But here, Lachar, Rabbi Yehuda should argue. In this case, he's not arguing. So why? So the answer is no. Ki kamrinan. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that we're nervous? Bechatas shemesu balein vadai. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda always says, if you have no idea, you got to throw out the money. No. He's worried that if you put it in there, maybe one of the women will die. You'll hear about it, and then all the money will be ruined. That's only if you heard about it. That's what I'm worried about, says Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, I don't have a shofar for them. But Stam, if you don't know, then you're not choshish that somebody did die. And therefore, you would be able to bring the karbanos, and she would be able to eat from karbanos after that day. So again, Rabbi Yehuda only argues, l'chachila, don't have a shofar like that. But b'dievet, if you did, we're not worried that a woman died if you didn't hear anything about it. Let's just do one more. Before we turn over. The Mefarshim wonder that Rabbi Yehuda is nervous that if the money is in there and then a woman dies, then everything is going to have to be thrown out. What about Bittel? You have one set of coins with a very large amount. Bittel Barov, Bittel with us. So why don't you say this Bittel here? So the Achronim said, the Mishnah Lamelech writes, no, coins are Dvarim Chashuvim. So maybe Bittel is not going to work. The Mishnah Lamelech in Me'ila, in Zion Vel. I'm not going to read it right now, but he says that maybe Matbeos or Dvarim Chashuvim, and he gets into a long discussion there, as he always does. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan that a davar matbeya is not batal? Matbeya chashiv alo batal min haTorah. Hein emes shedin zehu davar chadash lo matzinu b'shum makom. Davar shlo yelo bitul min haTorah. Right, if someone that's not going to have bitul d'oraisa, there are a lot of dinim d'rabbanan that doesn't have bitul. Davar chaticha rilis kabed and davar birya. And a lot of these items that are not batal midrabanan, but midaraiso, almost everything, all have bitol, the rishisha matirin. So here to say that it's not batal daraiso, that will be a chiddush, the Mishnah Melech, says. So says the Gemara, again, there's more, let's just finish this section. V'i amrinan, I have another shot. Okay, you want to, you're nervous that, let's say a woman's money, well, the woman died? Why don't you just take out a set? Why don't you say, take out a set, throw it into the river, the rest can be mutter. Meaning based on the sugya of Brera. Brera of future clarity will allow to see the roots of the future clarity in the past. And therefore here too, why don't you just take some out and say, Brera, this is the original set that is that from the woman that died. So the Gemara answers, Hamrina ba'alma, Rabbi Yehuda lasley brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the brera. That's a major machlokas tanoim, and machlokas hamaraim, and rishonim, and poskim about what the halacha is. But the Gemara says, you look through all the sugyas, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brera. And therefore, you can't even suggest this. The rishonim are bothered. There's a Tosfos at the end of Temura, but I'll read it from the Ritva. The Ritva in Yuma, Dafnun Hey. Brera? You're really using brera here? By one of the chados basis? Does brera work here? Right, if you have an Isser that fell into Heter, okay, you could say Brera might work here. If there's enough to be Mevatel, Bittel works. Brera? If I have a non-kosher hot dog that fell into 1,000 kosher hot dogs, so there's Bittel, fine. But if it fell into less than the amount, can I take one out and say, oh, this is the Usser one? Can't you say Brera based on if there's a reality that existed beforehand? When do you say Brera? If something was not clarified beforehand. A man died, and all of his property, you didn't designate anything yet to any of the Yorshim, so when the Yorish gets it, you can say, oh, this was the one that originally was earmarked for me. That you could say Brera. But if something was already Nikar HaIsser beforehand, how could you say Brera? Can't you say you take it out? Maybe this is not the one. You could say Bittel. Bittel and all the lundus of what Bittel does Bittel change the Isser into Heter? Does Bittel just allow you to assume that each one that you take out is Mutter? Different ways to look at Bittel. But Brera? How is Brera appropriate here? So the Rishonim say it doesn't really mean it in that way. Says the Ritva. This is, as I mentioned, the Tosas Yeshanim on the side of Yuma and the Ritva and Yuma are very similar. They often have similar, Chidushim. So here, the Ritva, I'll read it from, and Otos Yonim also has it. Ika lemeidach, right, it says this in Yuma there. Heich lishru idach, maishna mikol yisurin shabat Torah. How is it different than any yisur in the Torah? Shem yesham yisur beheter, pachos bikashir, liv levatlo, shakol asur. If you have less than the bitul amount, everything is asur. Vein matirid oso besilu kideo yisur. You know, you don't just say you could take out an yisur. So he answers, after going back and forth a little bit, vahanachon tekushin hacha, Mitam Brera. There is Brera, but not how you think about it. Shanosnim mos b'shafaros al das akonim nosnim. Really, step one, the issue is, the havamin is, that when the woman put in the coins in the first place, they do it with basically what we've said, leiv best in masna. They put it in with a condition. As if to say, we're putting these in, and they say, if they die, it should be, it's all, you know, open to be designated by the Kohanim. And if they die, then this one, whatever one should, that would be pulled out, should be the one that's for this woman. So is that, they make that tonight originally. So when the Kohanim pull one out, now that's Brera. Brera is using it as meaning where it's not designated beforehand. Nothing's designated beforehand. So that's what, they're using Brera, but only in the step two. But there is an implicit t'nai that everyone says when they put the money in. Shanostim mos b'shafaros adas hakohenim nostim. Shiumos ha'elu me'achshav kefima sheyirtze hakohen b'shas hakrava. When they put it in, is basically a condition that the kohenim are going to decide when they take it out. Hilkach, biyado shel kohen lomar sheyu elu lemisa vashar yu chova laosam anashim shem chayim ukeilu efrisham bailim lachovas anashim hachayim. Right, it's as if the original bailim said, I'm putting this in, and the person dies. So step one, again, Breira has to be a case where, according to these we've shown him, it was not clarified at the beginning, later clarified, and so we see the roots of that clarification back in the past. If something was clarified at the beginning, you can't use Breira to flip it. And that's why they changed this case, they modified this case to say that it was not clarified at the beginning, and they make that as a Tanai. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Ha'omer Hare Alai Eitzim, the Chulu. There's also what to talk about in terms of achilas kachim, achilas b'kachim, but let's just go a little further first. Hariela Eitzim. So somebody says, I hereby promise to bring wood. They have to bring at least two pieces of lumber that are used for the ish. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun Amar, Rabbi Ba bar Mamal Boi, Amar Hariela Eitzim. What if somebody says Hariela Eitz, not Eitzim? So Eitzim has to be at least two. What if just somebody says Hariela Eitz? Mevi Gizer Echad. He can bring one. As the Rambam said before, if somebody specifies they want to bring less than the average amount, they can. Whatever they want to bring, they can bring Gizer Echad. I think even the Mishnah reflects that, because the Mishnah says, each piece, the Mishnah says, well, the Mishnah describes about the Kohen and bringing do the Avodah every day, it says each one of them carry one. So you see each one is significant. So even though if you say Eitzim, you have to bring two, but each one is significant. So if you say one is also good, Kihi de Tanita Taman, Shnayim biyadam Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Right? It says two, each one of them bringing one. The Tikkun Chadon says, Shmami na de kol echad korban bifrei atzmo. V'lachin haya kohen l'kol echad. So each one of them is special. Good. We added the word korban. L'rabo says so Eitzim. Korban includes Eitzim. And what are the sizes of the average, or what you're supposed to bring? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Ovyon ba'ama shochekes, va'arkan ba'ama geruma. We had a couple of days ago, different amos. The 6 tefach ama and the 5 tefach ama. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, the width of these pieces of lumber, the width is in ama shochekes, which means a loose ama, that's 6 tefach. So the width is 6, and the width, the avyan, and the erkan is the ba'amar geduma, but the width, the length, is measured in a shortened, truncated ama, right? The smaller one, the 5 tefach amos. Rabbi Choni b'shem Rabbi Yami k'min turtani, right? All he says it could be even thinner, meaning both hold that the length is a short ama, the 5 tefach. The machlokas is about the width. Amar Shua bar Yitzchak, how do you know that the length is supposed to be the short ama, and that is the tertiary or the geruma or geduma lafish alohaya makam amarachel ama lama, because there was only space in the mishkan. There was only space in the mishkan for a very small fire on top, an ama by an ama, and you had to leave space for the kohanim to walk around there too. So you don't want anything sticking out, and then the kohanim could burn themselves. So alohaya makam amarachel ama lama lafich alohaya bo ela ama geruma. That's where they had the short ama, to fit in to this spot where the fire was going to be. The Tani Kane, and that's what it also explains about the measurements, Ama Hayesod, describing them as Be'ach, the Ama, the Sod, the bottom base was an Ama indented, the width, Ama Sovev, the Ama Sovev is higher up, where the Kohanim used to walk around, Ama Karkov, Ama Kronos, or the core, the Amas on top, Ama Marach, and the Marach itself was an Ama there. So that's why you see that the Ama had to fit in. The Rambam says, but wait a minute. And the Mefarshim say, wait a minute, but that's only in the Mishkan. The Beis HaMikdash was much bigger. Beis HaMikdash even had a couple of fires on top. So why can't the wood be the same? The answer is, if that's what Moshe used, that's what we use. And therefore, we're not going to change it. And that's the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam in Isuri Mizbeach, in Perek Zion, the Rambam says exactly what you have to bring. Lo kol davar she'eno pasul mevi'in oso lechadchila. Not everything that's not pasul. You can't bring whatever you want to the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says. Ketzad. Hayachayv olo lo yavi se kachush v'ka'ur. You can't bring an ugly, weak se. V'yoma harei ein bo mum. It's not a mum. So, you know, like we said before, you should bring the best, but you should at least bring the average. What if you bring this dinky, weak, Nebuch. Bring a Nebuch sheep. Said the Rambam, you can't bring a Nebuch sheep. Valzen nemar arur nuchal. He quotes a pasuk. Ela kolshi yavi lekarbon yavim and a muvchar. V'kacha yosef bizman hamikdash. Mevi'im elim mimoav u'mevi'im kvasim shegabeyan rechavim mechevron. They brought a big white sheep from Chevron and a golem from Sharon and gozels from Aramelech. And what says where they brought yain from here? B'shalais the menacha solas from Michmas. Mevi'im shemen mitakoa. And then it says kol eitzim. Call eitzim chadashim kshirim lamaracha. Any new wood is roi for the maracha. V'loy meviyim mishal zayis, v'loy mishal gefim, shem yishav eretz Yisrael. Right? You don't want to cut down those trees. Ube'elu ayiragilim, murbio shal te'ina, fig tree wood, shal charashin she'enam b'yishav, forest of fig trees that aren't used, ube'shal egos, ube'shal eitz shamein, v'agizrin sha'asa moshe, ama erkan v'ama rachban, v'avyan kemacha gadish shal sa'ah, those three words. And like that size, you do Ladoros. Doesn't say exactly why here, but that's what we know from the Gemara. It has to be that size for the Mishkan, and that's what they bring Ladoros. Moshe used that, so that's what we use as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We continue with Lavona next time as we continue here in the sixth parak of Shkalim.